Unbelievable. Okay, Rabbi Isai, today's daf is daf Chof Aleph in Me'ilah. Daf Shin Samachay, Sabbath Rosh is ready. We're continuing now the dinim from the beginning of the Masechta of Shlichus in Me'ilah. And overall, remember the idea is this, that if you have a shliach who's a ben das, normally the halacha is that the one who is responsible for his actions is the shliach, not the mishalayach. He, after all, is an independent entity who, in using his mind, can determine what it is that needs to be done. And since he does it, it's his entire responsibility, because ein shliach l'dvar avera. However, when it comes to me'ilah, we have a special pasuk that teaches us, most learn the chet chet mitruma, that there is a halacha of shlichus, in which case, as long as he sticks to doing what it is he was told, the Torah views him as acting as the mishalayach, shlucho shel adam kameisei, and therefore the mishalayach is the one who would be moel. So okay, we saw yesterday that it's a question of how much he has a right to determine as the das of the mishalayach. This Mishnah wants to add another subtlety, which is, what if the mishalayach says something which he then claims is not really what he meant? How does that work in? And we know our klal from elsewhere, the dvarim shebalei veinam dvarim, that this applies also to the halacha of shlichus here. It's interesting that yesterday we also saw a connection to the inyanim of nidorim in the definition of pumpkins as vegetables or not, and so on. So this is also a sugya that has a lot of inyanim lagav and nidorim. So amrulo haveli min achalon o min adluskima. Somebody says to a shliach, bring me from the window. A chalon is not really a window, but it's a shelf. In other words, an indented place in the wall. It was also called a niche. It's also called a chalon in those days. Or, now the lashon that we have here is deluskima. A deluskima is a tache case. The girsa, most of the girsa, deluskima. A deluskima is either a chest or it's a large sack.
What is that?
That's gluska. I can see you haven't had breakfast yet. Vilo, and he brought him as he was told. Afa pisha mar ba'alabayit lo ayabili bi elamizeh ve'evimizeh. Even though the ba'alabayit says, oh, I didn't mean that he should bring me from that shelf. I meant he should bring me from that shelf. Or others learn he reversed it, and the Balabayas is reversing it. He said, no, I actually meant you should bring it from the goose, come on, not from the window. But however one learns, the point is that the Balabayas is claiming that he never had an intent to be motzi. That money, of course, hey, that money is hegdish, of course, it doesn't matter. Nonetheless, the Balabayas is ma'al, because we go according to what he said, not according to what he says he meant. Avali mamalu aveli minachalon vevilo minachluskima o minachluskima vevilo minachalon ashliach ma'al. If, however, he turns around the words of the Baal Abayit and he doesn't do what the Baal Abayit said, so we know that if you're not doing your shlichut, so then you're not bibchinat shliach l'dvar avera, in which case you're acting on your own. If you're acting on your own, the agent, so the erstwhile agent is responsible because he's no longer an agent. But how about where there is no agency? For instance, let's say Shalach Biat Chayr Shait Vekotna. Now, this is a very, very important addition. Because, like this, we could understand, if we didn't have this piece, we could understand that when the Torah is Mechadesh, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, the Iker Chiddush is that it's possible for a Mishaleach, an individual, to do an Avera Al Yedei Shliach. Right? That's the tremendous shayach to do it ayyidei shliach, even though he didn't do the act on his own. But that, if that's all that it means, then a chayr shat of the kodin who are not shayach to being agents, because they don't have das, and agency requires appointment of a bar das. So in that case, we should say, look, I mean, in this case, there's no shliach to do the aveira. In which case, the cheresed mekotan are potter because they're katanim, and the mishaleach is potter because he didn't have a shliach to do what he said to do, correct? Because the cheresed mekotan is not a shliach. So he sent him.
Your hand
is a shliach of your das. So then what do I need? What do I need to know yet shliach with Varavera for?
Because if
you
ask me to send you to do directly.
And if I send you, why can't you also be my hand?
I have
das. Ah. Excellent! Our president always hits it right, and it's no wonder he was elected president. The Gemara will end up saying exactly what you said, believe it or not. But in that's what happens when you're a Talmud Chacham, you end up thinking like the Mishnah. So the Mishnah wants to clarify that there's two different issues. To say that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira does not require the Chiddush that the person is a Shliach. The Chiddush is that the Shliach is not responsible because he's a Ben Das, not responsible on his own, but that his Das can function as yours. That's a Dinner Shlichus. But otherwise, who says I need a Dinner Shlichus to be moral? Suppose I set into motion a chain of events which ends with the money going out L'chulam. If I wanted to, I send it with a monkey. Have I trained monkey? I send a trained monkey to pay my bill at the Makolet. So when the Makolet man gets the money, I need a Dinner Shlichus. I don't need a Dinner Shlichus. That's exactly what the Mishnah is going to establish now. A Cheret and Gemara has to work this out. So Cheret, Sheita V'Katan. You send a Cheret, Sheita V'Katan now, and you ask him to bring it to the, to pay a bill or so on. So if ima sur shlichuto, now even though they don't have a din of shlichim, this is a very strange thing, if they did what they were appointed to do, then the Baal HaBayit is moral. But lo asar shlichuto, if they didn't do it correctly, and they gave it to the grocery store, so they took the wrong wallet and gave it to the grocery store, then the grocery man is moral. By the way, the girsa over here, many, is that he's moral b'kishe yotzi, when he uses that money. But in accepting the money, there hasn't been a das that was machnet to it. He had no desire to take money from Hekdash. Now, shalach b'yad pikeach. How about if he sends the money in the hands of someone who is a ben das? Okay, so he's a shliach l'dvar avera, and the mishaleach is chayav. But suppose he remembered that the money was Hekdash money before the guy gets to the makom. And he says to himself, oh my God, he's going to be giving the Hekdash money to the Makolet. Oh, I don't want that. So now, that means there's no more Shliach, because the Baal HaBayit, it doesn't want the money to go. I has no way now of communicating that. But there's no Me'ilah B'mezid. He can't be Me'il. The whole din of Me'ilah is B'shogeh. Because I think that it's most, Echolim to Me'ilah can be Yotzeh, Mishus Hekdash by that usage. So what happens over there? So if he's Niska, actually, it's a Chenvani. A Chenvani ma'al kishi yotzi. The Chenvani is ma'al. And why is the Chenvani ma'al? Why is it the Shliach ma'al? But the Gemara is going to come out, and it's talking about that the Shliach also remembered. In other words, that there's two cases. The Mishnah is going to be Merames on two different cases.
Why did he remember?
Mazid. But if I'm Mazid, then I'm not the one who's Maya. Then it's the poor. This the Gemara says in Chagiga, is the Arorim Hatluyim Besara. These are mountains that are hanging on a little hair. It seems insane. The guy who wants the poor Chenveni, says the Gemara. Poor Chenveni! What did he want? To collect money for his debt? The guy's finally paying up.
The Chenveni doesn't even have
the slightest idea. He's the guy that's going to suffer, and the guy who wanted to. What's the pshat in this?
Same thing with Tigger.
Right. Completely changes.
How does the guy with the
korban
know that they're
calling the Tigger? Yeah, but here it's worse. The guy who does know is not the one who's chayav in you. It's much worse. So Kate said, Yasser, what can you do now to stop the process from going on, this is how Rashi learns, even though it's not in his, Rambam doesn't learn this way, because of course it's not in his Rishus any longer. If they remember, it's an ad, but Rashi learns the pshat is that the Mishaleach says, oh my God, the money is about to go to the Chen, what am I going to do? He can be mechal of that money on something else, so that by the time it gets to the Chenveni, it won't be Hegdish anymore. So noto pruta, okli. The omer pruta shall Hegdish, but kol makom shehu, mechulal al zeh. And that would be chal, shah Hegdish nifta, bekesef ubeshav bekesef. Even if he doesn't have any money, he has 30 seconds left to do this. He grabs a cup from the table. So let the Hegdish be chal on this cup. That way the Chenveni won't be mechal. And the cup now will become Hegdish. Now, if you hold it, you can't do this, which gets into the question of what has to be Bereshusay. You don't know the Hegdish, only Bereshusay you could be fighting. The question over here is what happened? The guy be the control of your Rishus, but it's in the hand of a Shliach, who's no longer a Shliach, because you won't have to it. So the other way of learning the Mishnah is, and when the Chenveni finds out, since the Din of Me'ila is only the Kishiyotzi, he put the money into his cash register. So he wasn't Moyo yet. So now he's got a cash register that he can't use. What should he do? He should say, I don't know which coin over here was Hegdish, but whichever one it is, I'm Mechalal on this. And then he knows where his Hegdish is, able to use the money in the cash register. Says the Gemara, Micah Marshall, what's the ratio of the mission?
He has to be paid the money.
Of course.
Equal value.
Shmuel said it's chal b'di'eved, even if not equal value. In the chatchila, you're supposed to use equal value. My kamash, dvarim shebelei v'enem dvarim. So the chiddush over here is that it legabe shlichus as well. You can't say that the shlichut requires your haskama as the mishalayach. And you're claiming that you were never master, so therefore you shouldn't be a shliach. What's nafkamina? Whether they were dvarim shebelev. I'm telling you that I had no gemiras das to do it this way. But the point of dvarim shebelev einam dvarim is that your words are always what creates the legal state. Even though you're claiming that it wouldn't have been pivali by shavi, which is a whole question, Megami Nadorim, where you're trying to create a state of neder. So yesterday we compared the din to neder. What would the din be if it's not pivali by shavi? You would know over there that it isn't a neder. Over here, the shlichut is defined by something external, which is expressed in your words. Shalach biyat chayor shet v'kata. If they did the shlichut, so then the mishaleach is over. How could that be? Yes, the Gemara. V'halav b'nei shlichut, you know. They are not b'nei da'at, and therefore the shlichut has no legal validity whatsoever, and we should say that the mishaleach is not mo'el. Omer v'alazer, asa'un kima'aten shal zeitim. Why is it any different? The halacha is that in order for you to be machsher something with kabel tuma, it has to have exposure to a mashkin, which is coming midatcha. Because we learn out ki yutan dumyala ki yitain, but it's written without the vav in the pasuk. Now, suppose it gets moisture on it, but you never put it on it. There was no ki yitain. So it says over there, Titznan, hazeitim, me'imatai mekablim tuma, mishiyaziu. At what point are zeisim now mukhsharim lekabel tuma when they become dampened by drops of oil that they exude? And when do they exude? When they are warmed through the slow combustion in the matein. They're pressed together. So over there, it says that the Mishnah clarifies, zeyat ha-matein velo zeyat ha-kupa. The kupa is where I pick them and I put them into kupa till I take them to the matein. But the thing is that in the kupa also sometimes they moisture comes out of them. But over there I have no interest in that moisture, because if that goes li'ibud, I'm interested in their becoming now suitable for making olive oil once they're in the matein. And at that point they become royal kabel tuba. I didn't make them wet. But it happened.
But the juice from the oil
that starts leaking out before they're even pressed. So, in other words, the point is that something happened. But we find that sometimes the Torah defines the status of a thing not by what is done, but what happened through my having done something. So does it matter over here that the Zaysim don't have Das at the time the Matain doesn't have Das? It's a process. So over here, let's imagine that the Zcheres Shaita V'Kata is a container. No? So what? If I originally put in this container in such a way that it's processed to get to the Chenveni, it's a Gadra Chenveni. It doesn't need that it should have Das in the action of the event of Me'il at the end. There's no different than that.
What is a Matain?
It's a holding unit at the press where the dates, the olives are kept for long enough to break down and to start heating up spontaneously from their own gradual oxidation.
And the kupa is only...
The kupa is just what field. I... At the field.
So incidental actions speak louder than Devar Belev?
Huh?
So incidental actions speak louder than Devar Belev.
Mm-hmm. It's too complicated, but you're raising a lot of issue there. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, look, it's a very clear Mishnah. Go to Teshanino. It's like what we learned by the Dinim of Erevin. You put your Erev on a monkey. No. And the monkey takes the Erev. Now, normally, you want to go and you make an Erev, you want to make an Erev Tumim. So you have to put it in the place where you're going to be for Shabbos. That becomes your Mokum Shvisa. Suppose you put it on a monkey, and the monkey takes it to the Mokum Shvisa, or we might as well go all the way. I mean, you might as well have a nice big Erev. I mean, use an elephant, you know. Gavei Hapil, V'holicho, and then let them take it to the place where you're going to be.
I have this problem in South Africa.
There you go.
Yeah. My brother has a monkey, and he says he goes. Rav Dov Parsons says, okay, to bring him.
Hareza, so then it's a kosher Erev? Hamak Avda Shlichus. You see, the point is that the Shlichut was done. Not that anybody did it.
Gave him the food to put
it where? Yeah, get the food to put it where. So the Shlichus was done. It doesn't mean you had a Shliach that had a din of a Shliach that caused the Chalois. Well, you're comparing this to Dinah Truma. The Dinah Truma is the Shliach has to create the status on the Truma. Over there, of course, you need a Ben Das. There you need a Halach of Shlichus. But for Me'ila, why do I need a Halach of Shlichus? I feel safe, so then why do I need to learn out Chet Mitruma that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera? Because if I would have a Ben Das, then the Das of that Ben Das would have prevented me from having Me'ila. Because then I said, what do you mean? I gave it to somebody. That somebody has to make the decision. Whether he's going to do it or not going to do it. It's entirely his act. The fact that I told him to do it, so what? Divrei Arav, Divrei Atalmi, Divrei Mishayim anyway. I mean, why should we say Yesh Shliach V'Dvar Avir? So for that, I need a Chiddush Hakra. But that doesn't mean that a Chayr Shet V'Kodim is going to be any different than a monkey.
Even a goy
could put a except that the, you could say that he's not acting as a real Shliach. Mm-hmm. Not because of the Avera element, but, you know, who says he's going to do it? What he does on his own. That's all discussion in Gemara. Shalach biyat pikeach. Now, wait a second. The Mishnah says that if the guy who sent the money to the makolet remembers before it gets to the makolet that it was kodesh, so the poor makolet man is the one who's mul. How could that be a thing? Even if the shliach didn't know, the mashmot of the Mishnah was that only the Mishaleach knew. The Shliach didn't know anything. So why is the Chenveni the one at the end of the Me'ilat chain over here? V'amini, niskar ba'al abayit v'lo niskar ha-Shliach, ha-Shliach ma. Says Beferish, that if the ba'al abayit remembers, and the Shliach did not remember, then the Shliach is the one who was motzi the money? B'shogeg, he's the one that's mo'el, and the ba'al abayit was our nevatel ha-Shlichas. Only nisru shnehem achenvani ma'al. Our Mishnah is talking about where not only the Mishaleach remembered, the Shliach also remembered before giving it to the Chenveni. So the Shliach being bemazed is not the one who's motzi l'chulin. It's only, as we've explained all along, it's only the one who doesn't pay attention and thinks that it's chulin that can actually be goyim that it's chulin.
The
shaliach remembered before he
handed it over. And then he said, "Ah, I don't know. The guy wants me to give a fine. He wants me to give hekdesh. That's his business, you know." And then he gives him the hekdesh. So then it's not the shliach anymore because the shliach is a baby. Interesting.
Why can't you say no after he gave it? If you say
then it wouldn't help. Other kishyotzi.
Yeah. He hasn't used it yet, so now you're probably no, I gave it to him, and then afterwards
if I gave it to him, then you wouldn't need the kishyotzi. The reason you needed the kishiyotzi is because nobody gave it to him. There was no das that was giving it to him.
Oh, I see. That's important.
Yeah.
Supta Heide Mishnah.
Natan lo pruta. How about, we started with a little bit of an investigation into partial kiyum of shlichut, and as to whether that constitutes a bitul of the shlichut or an addition of the shlichut. Remember, when the guy offers the guests two pieces instead of one piece. He says the first piece from the Baal HaBayit is mevatel shlichut. How about it the other way around? It's where the shlichut is partially mikuyam. Let's say natan lo pruta. You give a shliach a pruta. He tells him, "Aveli b'chatzia neirot u'b'chatzia tilot. I want you to buy it for me." The neirot consisted of those throwaway jugs, you know, the lamps. And it was half a pruta, buy me some lamps, and half a pruta, buy me some wicks. Now, he goes ahead, and he uses the whole pruta to buy either ptilot or neirot. Or suppose he says, buy bekulan neirot. Either buy me a pruta's worth of neirot or pruta's worth of ptilot. V'olach levi bechetzia neirot. In this case, shnehem lo mu'alu. Because since, even if you'll tell me that there was a kiyum of mikdas of the shlichus, it's only to the extent of a half a pruta. Because I told you to buy for half a pruta neirot, which you did. But with the other half, you used it for the wrong thing. So then half a pruta with another half a pruta doesn't add up. That was your business. And a half a pruta is not a fee of a me'ila. This was my business, but half a pruta is not a fee of a meila. So in all of these cases, the difference between the shliach and the mishaleach is always a chatzi pruta. So how are you going to be mitzarif it? Therefore, neither of them were more. Avalim amar lo haveli b'chetzia neirot b'mokom ploni, u'b'chetzia ptilot b'mokom ploni. Suppose he says, I want you to buy there, and there the shliach goes ahead and changes it, that he brings the neiros from the place where he was supposed to buy the psilos, and the psilos from the place that he was supposed to buy the neiros. This was the earliest recorded instance of supermarket hopping, you know, for the best prices and so on. This guy got his instructions reversed, you know, and he went to the wrong market, used the coupons in the wrong place. So over there, the shliach is mal, because he completely inverted what he was supposed to do. How about if Natano shtei prutot? Now this is very, very sad, gentlemen. Very, very sad, this piece. Because he said, look, I want you to use these two prutot to buy me an esrik. Oh God. What year was this exactly? What are we talking about over here? So he went and bought him only a one pruta esrog. The other half he used to buy a rimon. Now, the part that he used to buy a rimon certainly is misappropriation on his own. So for that he's certainly mild. The question is, how about the pruta that he used to buy the esrog? So the lechora, at least he was makayim with one pruta, the das of the mishaleach. So the mishaleach should be mild on the pruta. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The Mishaleach is Bechlal not Mayo. He wanted a good Esrig. 2 cent Esrig. The guy bought him only an Esrig for 1 cent. What kind of Esrig is that? So he says to him, Esrog gadol hayiti mevakech. Veiveta li katan v'ra. This, you call this a Schwartzman Esrig.
It's a yellow little pumpkin.
Now about Natan lo dinar zahav. Now we'll see the case here, the we just read about the esrog is low kipshuta. See, the way I describe it is the way the Mishnah sounds like. But we'll see that that's not exactly what happened here, otherwise it doesn't add up with other sugyas. Suppose he gives him a dinar zav, amala, which is 25 dinaros kesef. So he says to him, go and buy me a coat. And what he did is he goes and he uses three of the sloyim to buy him a coat, and three to buy him a talis. Now he even has one dinar left over, right? Because he's got six sloyim he's using up over. It's only 24 dinarim. Some actually have a girsa vichatzi dinar. It's shvach. So the first time, okay, Adarav, he brings him change, even better. So what's the din? Shneyam Ma'ala, same thing. He got him his coat, and he got him something else. The something else he didn't order, because that's the Shliach's Me'ila. That which he did order, that's the Mishalayach's order. Tainas, Rebbe Yehuda, Balabayas lo Ma'al. No, in this case also, Balabayas wasn't Ma'al. Shu omer lo chaluka dola iti mevakesh.
Now, why is it
different
to the
That's a good question. The Akronim discuss it. What's the Chiddush? But we'll see when we get into what the issue is in Reb Yehuda, what the Chiddush is. Shemami no man di amal shlucha zil zavain li kura di ar. Yovol v'zav, ozav v'zavain li litka. Koni lo keyach. So what does this mean? Somebody goes ahead and says to a shliach, go buy me a beit kur. I want an acre of land. He goes ahead, and he buys him with half of the money, he buys him a letach, half an acre of land. So you're going to tell me that that is considered to be a kinyan? The guy can't say, this guy acted illegally, I wasn't interested in a half an acre of land. And that's certainly the mashmos elsewhere. So you're going to tell me that over here, if he bought less than what he wanted, that's considered to be a purchase. I didn't want less.
It's like a different object.
It's like a different object. Over there, the Gemara says it's service that you're, I'm not, but the guy says you could buy another piece and add it to it. I'm not interested in having a lot of different shkoras and a lot of different issues. I asked for an acre of land. What are you telling me? You could make it up for me. Amri, okay, if you told me the case over here is not similar. The case is, Gagon, to isolate Shavashesh B'Shalosh. The Kiddush over here is like this. He told him to buy with his dinar zav, and he found a fantastic bargain in which a chaluk, what was worth a dinar zav, was offered to him for half. So he figures, wow, it's a great deal for the Mishalayach. I'll buy him the coat, plus I'll buy him a talis. You can't do better. Now, the talis, definitely the guy didn't order. He had no right to use the money for a talis. You want to do a deal, give him back his money. But the point is that the Tana Kama holds, you got him what he wanted. It's exactly the coat that he wanted. Except you got it for half price. So that's a problem. I mean, that's wonderful. So what's the problem then in Reb Yehuda? Says the Gemara. So what's the problem in Reb Yehuda? Aim is safer then. So Reb Yehuda, Amir Balabai, Slo Mal. How does that fit? I mean, Adarava, my Ra? What's bad about it? This is what you were willing to take in the first place. So how can you say it's Ra? My Ra, it should say, Ra Bedamim. He's saying over here, you didn't get me the most value for my money. That's the point. Because the Amarla, he says, look, Yavita dinar kule, haisele shava shne dinar. If you would have given him the whole thing, you would have gotten even a better deal. This is the correct way to learn it. It's not stam, I could have gotten more of the same. I could have gotten an even better deal. Because if the guy was ready to deal, then he'll deal better if it's a larger purchase. In which case, once you're dealing with someone who's dealing, I mean, come on, you found a Syrian. You should have gone all the way.
So the das is not to buy the coat, the das is
to get a value. Another thing Rabbi Yehuda is tiny. Now that's already a Chiddush al-Gabi Chaluk. It's by Esther. You could say there's an Indian that Abedaka would want to get more. Because whatever I get is more Kedai for me. Because I'm going out, not a purchaser. It's a Hidur, maybe over here by a Chalukah already. You say, okay, but I got what I needed. I'd rather have the change. You know, this is like it boils down to Machlokas about bargain hunting. You say, by definition, if it's a better bargain, I want it. What do you mean? Why can't you get money back? What do you? The money back when I could have gotten a better bargain with more money. I'd rather spend more money.
Yeah, this is the opposite of the phrase, every man has his price.
Boy, that's it's not that the same.
I know, but it's
such a good thing. No, you see it even today in markets.
Absolutely.
The more you spend, the more they'll give you up.
No, but this is a different Nakuda. That you even if it was something you didn't want, you're going to spend more. That's the point.
Honey, I saved you more money today.
Exactly. You can't imagine how much money I saved you today. That's fantastic. There's whole like game theory elements about it. Like what? How does that work? What are people thinking?
It's
when
very
they
much mean? Jewish cut.
Yeah, maybe.
Accused of it of being good at business. And
yeah, yeah.
Some people.
Okay. You got it. Okay. So in that case, he's tiny. You'll get a better bargain. Now, I don't think I'm just pushing this on you because Ochinami Mistara. The Ketani, there's a brisa that says that Meir Rebuta Bekitnis Shishneim Moala. Rebuta would be Meir that when it comes to buying chumus, that over there, indeed, the Mishalayach is also Meir. Why? Because you don't get a better deal in buying more when it comes to kidneys. Over there, you buy a kidneys per pruta, a kidneys per dinner. It's the same deal. What do you mean, same deal? I mean, that's the Zavni, the Zavni Beshuma, got a kidneys nami? I mean, I understand. If it's a place where they sell the hummus with garlic already, he's looking, nodding suggestiously. If they sell Beshuma doesn't mean with garlic. He didn't think so. If it's a place where basically they don't have it prepackaged in units, and the guy takes a shovel and he starts shoveling out the kidneys. If he's making a bigger sale, it'll also be a little bit more adib. So it'll give you a better deal. So why is it any different than a coat? So do you sell a mozilek today? Somebody's making a big purchase, obviously gets a better deal. Amrav Papa Beduchta de Mezavni Bekani. It's talking about a place where they sell units of kidneys, where things have really gone downhill, and you're buying these little jars that have your chumas in it.
Already made.
Ah, terrible. Over there, it's Kanakani Bepruta. Look, you're paying per unit. What's enough? Can mean how many you buy? Goes by the register, and he presses 5, or he presses 10, or it's all the same thing. And the Hasam Pasuk Milsayim. In such a case, it's a clear cut, finished issue. How can he say you could have gotten a better? He certainly can't. Taina, I would have wanted more kidneys. That's not his understanding. It's got to be a better deal, not the same deal. I would have enjoyed the same deal, but even more. There you can't taina tzafarav the shlichut.
The Heidegger Mishnah.
Hamakid ma'ot etzel hashulchani. Now, in those days, you will remember that the banker had a benko, which was the basis of the word bank. And how did you deal with the question of safe deposit boxes in those days? You gave him a sealed deposit. A sealed deposit meant that he wasn't allowed to open it. He could only keep the envelope or the wallet as it was handed to him. But normally, if you give him an envelope that isn't sealed and lamaisa stamped, that isn't sealed and stamped, it's understood that that's a deposit that you dropped in the mail deposit. He opens it and he uses it, and you know you get the benefit of his usage and so on. There's a fee, you know, which is done today as well. They'll give you they used to give you a little bit of money when you made a deposit, you know. So exactly.
How much more it's
because then
the
brothers, they don't give interest anymore, you know. No,
that's right. That's right.
They never had any interest.
Now they have given them. So over there in Cerulean, so you can see how this has now direct application to Mi'ilah. Because Lamais, if I hand him a deposit, and that deposit ended up being Mois of Hegdash, and now he uses it, is he my shliach in using it? Or is he going out on his own and doing something he wasn't supposed to do, in which case he would be the one that's my own. So when it comes to a deposit in a bank, so in Tzurim, the halacha is that if they're sealed, we'll see that this means that they're also chatumim. So then, lo yishtamesh behem, lefichach imeotzima'a. Therefore, if the banker, lamaisa, opens it and uses it, so that's embezzlement. And over here, it's embezzlement of hekdesh. And therefore, he's the one who was ma'al.
That's the word, they use that word in Hebrew, don't they? Mi'ila.
Mi'ila, yeah, that's what they use today for embezzlement. Imutarim, however, if it was open, that doesn't mean literally open, means it was not stamped shut. So then yishtamesh behem, he has a right to use them, because that's what the deposit is. Lefichach imotzi lo ma'al.
But the Baal Bayis would be.
That's not so poshut. That's actually my focus, Hashem. Because the question is whether the giving over without the feirish saying that you should use it is considered to be a shlichut. In other words, the heter to use it is a shlichut, or it just means that you're not the one who would be male. And that's the shayla. I mean, lechora, if it wouldn't be for the Rambam, you would think that it's either or. In other words, either it's a mishalayah, or it's the shliach. What's the chat saying? Either is. I mean, if Lamaisi is not a shliach, then he's acting on his own. So he should be the one that's motzi. Mm-hmm. He should be the one that's moil. This is the sheet of the Rambam, which is a very exciting new way of looking at the interrelationship of the shliach and the mishalayah. But Pashtas, you're right, and certainly that's the way most understand it. Since it's Rishus, so he becomes our shliach.
Right.
Etzo ba'alabayit. Now, if you gave a wallet to a house owner, then obviously he can't open up the money and use it. And therefore, benkach u'benkach lo yishtamish ben, lefichach imotzi ma'al. If he would use it, I mean, he had no right to open even an open envelope. And therefore, certainly the ba'alabayit would be ma'al. What's the din of a chenveni? The guy is not in business to do.
What do you mean by a
homeowner. A homeowner, a friend. A guy.
Neighbor.
Next door neighbor. Yeah, we understand that your intent is that he should keep it for you, not that he should use the money.
Is it Shomer Chino?
Whatever the situation is, but certainly had no right to use the money. So now, what would be the din of a storekeeper? A storekeeper is not in business to be a bank. But as we know, many storekeepers, in order to keep their customers, have no choice but to be a bank sometimes.
Even though it just became a
shulchan. Huh?
Is now a
shulchan, yeah. I saw it. Yeah. They money change money.
Money change, huh?
Yeah. So the shail is, how do I look stam at the chenveni? So Rabbi Meir says, "Achenveni kebaal abayit." To Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudai mer kashulchani. Nafla pruta shal hegdish betoch kiso. Suppose a penny's worth of hegdish falls into his money bag. Now he's in trouble because he doesn't know which one it is to be motzi.
But he knows it happened.
He knows it happened. Osha amar. Or how about if a guy says, "Pruta bekize hegdish." One pruta in this wall, a brilliant thing to say. One pruta is hegdish. I mean, you didn't define which one. So the first one now is already a Suffolk Mila. But Rabbi Akiva holds that a Suffolk Mila, you also have to bring a carbon. Because you bring an Ashram Toloi on Milas. So you have the same carbon, basically, that you're going to bring, whether you're a Mael Bavada, whether you're Mael Mitzad a Suffolk. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Lashitasa, it turns out that he's Mael. Bechachamim Omrim, Achyatsit, Kolakis. You're not going to become chayim until you use up every last penny, because you're not chayim on a Suffolk Me'ilah, only on a Vaday Me'ilah.
The last one is the Vaday.
Well, the last one is the only one where we know 100% you hit that one. Whereas Meir, Rabbi Akiva, L'Chachomi, however, Rabbi Akiva would be Meir to L'Chachomi that if the way he put it was, Pruta min hakis zeh kodesh, not that he's saying, Pruta b'kis zeh kodesh. But rather, a pruta from this kiss will be kadosh. That then the understanding is that he's saying there's going to be one pruta that is going to become kadosh. Meaning that I'm not going to use up every last penny. So when I get to the last penny, that's barai going to be the one that's kadosh. That's the same as saying, basically, when you're taking off trumas and maisers, to say the bit that's left in the bottle when I get to the point of the shear of the trumas and maisers, that should be the trumas and maisers. So this is basically what he's saying over here. Out of this kiss, there should go to Hegdash a pruta. So when you get to the last pruta, at that point, that becomes now the pruta. We'll see whether it involves Brera and the Gemara. There's one approach that at least compares it to the din of Trun. It's a machlokas, how to learn it in the Gemara, as we'll see. So there, Rabbi Akiva's mother, Shu Motziva, he continued to spend the money until he gets to the point, Achiyotziyat Kolakis, until he uses up all of the prutot, then only at that point he would be fine. Ki Yosir Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said, you know, there was a Maisa.
Are we learning just this tomorrow night? Or should we say this? This is like a short talk tomorrow night. Okay.
Short daf with kinim, thanks.
Don't look at the number four.
One short daf of kinim is worth three dafim of krisis.
We learned kinim?
Sorry. A mission in the hand is worth two.
It's numbered. Anything that's numbered, we do.
Okay, sorry.
That's the kalal. Daf Yomi goes according to the way the printer printed the Maseches. If the page has a number, that's very strange.
This is the way they have bet of
Chav Beit of Meila is Kinim. Very strange, but that's how
it ended up.
Yeah.
It's like
the way
it's not the page is numbered, so it's part of that deal. Okay. No other separate Mishnayos, we don't do.
It's a shame they didn't number all the Mishnayos, so we would have gotten through time.
We have to see a Mishnah. No way, so this is a part of.
So I think we should learn this, huh?
Okay.
I mean, we could save the last line for a seer, but otherwise to get confused between Eila and Kinim tomorrow. So Kiyasa Rav Dimi said you should know that on this Mishnah, Rish Lakish was bothered. And he asked Rabbi Yochanan, it seems to me it's a stira. So it's a pshat over here. Mishnah Resha, Mishnah Seifa, I don't understand. Rabbi Akiva's made if he says, Pruta Minaki Zehegnish. But if he said, Pruta Biki Zehegnish, What's the difference? So says Rip, according to this version, Mashnah Amar Lei Seifa BaUmer Lo Yiftor Kizeh Min HaHegdash. The point of here is when he's saying Pruta Min Akiz is saying, or maybe he actually did say, this Kizeh isn't going to be potter from having at least the Pruta is going to go out to HaHegdash. Okay, so that means that basically when I get to the very end, that then we view it as Hegdash. That's the point of saying it in this language. Rabin said that wasn't the question. He knew that, Rish Lakish. It was the question he asked, it was a contradiction between the case of Kisim and the case of Shvarim, which we're about to see. It's not. It says Lagabe, someone who went ahead and was Magdish, one of his shvarim, Haimer Echad Mishvarai Hegdash. What a mess. The guy now has a lot of shvarim. So it doesn't matter because we can easily determine which one it is. Hayulo Shnaim or more. Hagadosh Ben Hegdash. We understand that a person is Magdish Ba'ayin Yafin. So that the din should be that Hagadosh Ben Hegdash, always the nicest one, is meant to be Hegdash, you see. That dafka, because we understand that a magdish bayin yafe is magdish. However, what about if there's no difference between the two? So then, what are we saying? That the first one apparently would also be agdish. So why is Rabbi Akiva made that the last one should be agdish? How do you understand that? Okay, this is how Rashi learns, which is very strange. I mean, why that's the mashmaut is not clear. Tosfos learns that the meaning over here is, why don't we say that we should analyze the best coin. Remember that in those days, a coin may have a value, but there's an easier obel socher if something is well formed, it hasn't been rubbed out, and so on. So we should also say, Magdish Bayin Yafu Magdish. Why do we say it's just arbitrary? First one that comes up, the first one that comes up is a crummy coin. So we should have to look at the coins, no? Omar Lein, Seifa Ba'omer Lo Yiftor. He never said a coin. He didn't mean it in the same way he meant in the Reisha. What he meant was that I will not use up this whole thing unless you take out a coin. So over there obviously means the last coin. Rav Papa Amar Papa says that wasn't what he asked him either. He asked him Kisim Alugin. The question that he asked was from the famous case of Trumas and Maestras. That's not a Lekher Yaini Benakruti. Somebody is buying wine. And now it's Erev Shabbos. And it doesn't have time to get home to find another container that he could take off Trumas and Maestras. What does he do? What he says is, he makes it tonight. And he says, Shnei Lugin Shani Atid Lafrish Harehin Truma Asara Maser Rishon Tisha Maser Shani. And even though he doesn't have now Afrasha, that's Afrasha, because what he will leave over, that will end up being his Afrasha. And then he can be Mechel, he's Mechal, his Vice Sheni, which otherwise, of course, would still be there. And then he can be Sheisim, Yad, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yez, Rabbi Shimon, Osri. Now Rashi learns that the Kasha is Gufa from this last piece. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yez, Rabbi Shimon, Osri. They hold he has to be Mafrish. So he has to hold Mafrish, it means the old Ein Brera. That means that on each little bit that you're drinking, you have to worry, this is the one that was meant to be the last thing that would come out of the coast. And now it changed. Tosfos says, I understand what he's mechuyev to hold of Rabbi Akiva, is mechuyev to hold like Rabbi Yossi. I don't understand what the question is over here. Why don't we say that they were going the sheet of Rabbi Meir? Adarab, I mean, wouldn't it make more sense you should be going the sheet of Rabbi Meir since all everything follows the sheet of Rabbi Meir? I mean, what's the pshat in the question? Therefore, Tosfos learns the question of yours, even according to Man Yoma, who holds Yesh Breira. That's only, note the case. The case is that the guy makes a Beferish Tnai, that the one that my das is on is the one that ends up being left there. Over here, he didn't make such a Tnai. So if everybody should be made that it's basically mixed up over here, why didn't he? What are you telling me? Stam, because he said fruta minakis. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is saying it's all right to wait until the end. So then, why does it say, even according to Rabbi Meir, why does it say he has to make a tnai that the last thing that will be left over here? Did the guy make such a tnai to say the last? Nobody would say in such a case that we can rely until you can keep drinking. If you're telling me that according to Rabbi Akiva, the fact that I say fruta minakis, it allows me to use the kiss and not to worry about me'ila. So by the same token, if I'm going to say, okay, the trumas and maestras should be taken from this, so I should not be able to drink it. Is there somebody who holds, and a guy buys a cup of wine that is tevo, he could say, trumas and maestras are somewhere in there, and drink it, and leave something over. Nobody says that. You need to go through this whole tanai. Where's the tanai? It's much, much more powerful. Now it doesn't help to say it's the sheet the sheet of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir are the same sheet. And here, we'll wait till we read it inside, but here Rabbi Yochanan's teretz is very clear. This is where it was a Gea Breir. If you want to learn the Mishnah, talking about Breir. That Enoch Yinami, that is what he said. That the statement in the Mishnah means that the last thing is I won't allow this kiss to be completed until I take out Egdish, which means essentially the same as the vision of this tonight to be completed tomorrow, so don't say anything yet. And we'll wait tomorrow night. When is a good time for everybody?
At night.
The best time?
7:30.
7:30? What?
7:30.
Too early? 7:30 is fine?
Eight.
What time is you still do the Avot Banim? They still have Avot Banim? They were Mevatel Avot Banim, or your Banim were Mevatel the Avot? Okay.
So we're being taken somewhere for the synergy.
Soon. Okay. Want to do that?
With Malkos, I'm optimistic.
Okay, that's true. All right. We can't go to your house again. We were just there.
7:30.
My wife just came back, and we should bring a little bit of mask or something here. What should we do?
Everybody should bring something. Make a living.
Okay. All right, so bring something to make it leveling. Something. 7:30. 7:30. You saw the guy had to apologize, the OU president.
I got one.
Huh?
I got a letter.
It boggles the imagination.
But they were tearing out the esophagus.
That's why I filled it up.
What's the first tearing out the esophagus? How can they tear out of the esophagus?
What are we talking about?
That's what they have in the video. Tell me, the OU is being mocked for trafe animals. Openly trafe animals.
Well, first of all, there's a possibility. One is they snuck the camera into a different slaughterhouse, and it could be something
else. Everybody said that was the place, and then they admitted that that's what they were doing.
And then the guy said that Israeli rabbi said it's not
good. I just read the article. No, I don't know.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a place in Iowa, the biggest exporter of shechted meat in the biggest slaughterhouse. This is like
crazy story. You heard this story?